This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So I was out and about over the weekend, of course, always am. But one of the main things that people kept talking to me about, Chuck, was your sleeping problems. Because everyone was sharing their, I tell him he has to get that test because I did it and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about this on Friday morning that, you know, Chuck thinks he should go for a sleep test because he may have sleep apnea. But one dude said he went for that test like a couple of weeks ago, Jess.
Yeah.
Like he went to a clinic to actually do the sleep test. They woke him up and said, you can't stay here because we can't have you dying in our clinic.
Smokes.
He stopped breathing 83 times a minute. I don't even know how that's possible.
What did he do? Go to the hospital? He checked in there?
Yeah, he went straight from there to the hospital. They've given him that, like, within a couple of days.
83 times an hour or a minute?
I think he said a minute. Oh, like, I don't even know that's possible.
How many times?
83 times.
We did hear someone say it was a lot.
Yeah, well, something was like 60, 60s? I thought. Yeah.
Whoa, you know, so was he a bigger guy, do you know?
Yeah, he's a little bit bigger. Yeah. And he said, though, so he got it. They gave him, like, one of those machines immediately.
Yeah. Jesus.
Because his life's pretty much in danger. And he has never slept as good his entire life.
Listen, even guys who I think don't deal with much of it.
Yeah.
You know, like they're like, oh, yeah, I guess I stopped breathing a few times or whatever. And it's even they're like, you just sleep through the whole night.
Yeah.
I never sleep through the whole night. And the thing is, I don't wake up to the point where I'm like, oh, geez, I'm awake. I'm like, no, I just roll around.
Groggy.
Kind you know of. What I mean? Like, yeah. And so I'm half asleep, but I must have choked myself, you know?
Yeah, my stepdad had a scary incident. I don't know if he wants me to talk about it, but I mean, he ended up having to get that machine.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's changed, I think, his
life. Changes everybody that gets one is like, it's just a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not, they say, the old Darth Vader type machine they used to be.
No, yeah. If he can handle it, I guess it's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, there's an update. I went ahead and did nothing. So.
And I knew you would.
Yeah, went ahead and did absolutely nothing about it.
You got to do something.
You know, did nothing.
Yeah.
And my plan? Do nothing.
Oh, come on!
That's my plan so far.
Yeah,
I'm going to make you do it.
Same plan as my dad. My dad has had this forever. I mean, he would like fall asleep on the couch. I'd be like, I think he's gone.
I think he's scary.
There he is.
Yep.
That's all that's left. He started breathing again.
Come on now.
He started breathing again.
It's scary when you don't start breathing again.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
When they wake you up and tell you, we don't want you dying in our clinic, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's
how I want it to go. I want to fall asleep for about 2 minutes in that place, them to be like, dude, wake up. Get to the hospital and thank you.
Yeah,
you're dying. I don't want to stay there for
Yeah, when
hours.
My parents had this incident just happen not that long ago, they didn't call an ambulance. And I was like, okay, what did you do? Well, I don't know, my mom, I took him. But then they stopped and got gas.
Oh, of course, right? Of course.
Do you know how many times?
You know, I was like, what are you doing?
Do you know how many times, like, you know, people in my life, they're like, well, we think, I don't know what happened. Turns out it was just a heart attack. I drove him, we got him ready. I put his pants on him. I'm like, guys, what are you wasting time for?
No, go.
All people just want to go together. And it's like you said, it's like we stopped in the drive. You got a bunch of donuts. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
just
crazy.
Get to the hospital.
No, you can't. You can't dilly-dally.
No.
No.
Come on now.
And then like a shady gas station. I don't even think they should
Sure.
I like, stopped in the hood.
I was the only place your father could find.
Or they followed the cheap gas app. We got to go here.
Oh, my God.
My parents did that once. My mom had a bit of like a medical emergency a couple years ago. And my dad called me to be like, should we call an ambulance? I'm like, yes, call the goddamn ambulance.
Yeah. It's funny, right? Like, just.
They didn't call me. I didn't find out for days later.
Oh, well, that's most people don't.
Yeah, days.
Yeah.
Like, I got something to tell you. You know, it's like, what happened?
Your father's legs were cut off.
What? What? Well, it was 3 weeks ago. Big deal.
It's a no big whoop anymore. We didn't want to trouble you.
Yeah, we didn't want to trouble you.
Yeah, old people hate to bother you.
Oh, my God.
They hate to bother you.
Yeah, no, my parents have done that exact same thing. We didn't want to bother you.
It's
Are you kidding?
Tell
so
me.
Nuts. But they don't want to bother me. They don't want to bother, like, emergency people.
They don't want a scene.
You know,
no one wants a scene.
My grandma was, like, famous for that. Like, she'd just be like, the whole toilet exploded and there's water everywhere.
It's happened like last week. I put some towels down.
Yeah, she's just chilling in it.
Yeah.
Chilling in a river of toilet water.
Yep. I knew an old guy that cut his finger off, refused to go to the hospital till he shaved.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They're stubborn like that.
Yeah.
By the way, people are questioning the 83 times in a minute the guy stopped breathing, but someone else said I stopped breathing 90 times a minute.
Hmm.
But they didn't kick this guy out of the clinic.
It must be like you might just go like...
Yeah.
You know, like you might do stuff like that, and they... You know, that's like multiple times a second.
Yeah.
Chuck, you can get an operation as well. They take out all your wisdom teeth and they shave down your tongue and soft palate.
Yeah, like that's a real smart idea. That's a smart idea when I make my money off my voice.
I know,
voices.
Right?
No. You come in and you're like, I just got so I just
Chuck, you sound different,
man. I know I do, but I'm not starting.
Are you sleeping better?
Oh, my God, it's like a dream. Oh, I sleep like a dream. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
You never notice any difference since they shaved your tongue down.
No, you can't even tell me it's going to get better league-wise, but it's been a year.
They didn't tell you you were going to sound like that?
No, they said there was a warning. They gave me a warning. I just powered through it.
I know, you sound
My
totally
wings
normal.
Are back from the All-Star break.
Oh, over to Chuck.
Chuck the Muppet instead of Chuck the Freak.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do the show. A lot of people will do stuff like they'll take that chance. I never would.
No.
I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't take a chance.
Not when you make your money.
No.
Money.
No.
That's your money maker.
It's one thing. It just takes one idiot.
Yeah.
And newsflash, there's a lot of idiots out there.
Some of them could be shaving tongues.
And they are.
Yeah.
There's morons out there shaving tongues.
I better shave your tongue.
You know? Hey, guys. Yeah, exactly. Dun, dun, the guy head off. Down for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be some crazy karma if that's how Chuck ends up speaking?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not taking that chance. No way.
No.
No way.
No, no, no. Sorry. Thanks for the suggestion, but he's not getting his tongue shaved. Someone else said, my buddy has a sleeping issue as well and uses a butt plug looking thing to help him sleep. It's nuts.
Yeah, butt plugs don't help me sleep.
Is that guy trolling? That guy has to be trolling, right?
Yeah, but maybe there's some sort of device.
Unless there's like something that keeps his mouth open and it's like a hole.
Can you imagine a mouth butt plug you got to put in every night? You got to tell somebody. You got to like, listen.
Yeah, hard to explain.
Doctors gave me this thing because I have a sleeping problem, right. And it looks like a butt plug.
So Chuck and I are traveling together in a couple of weeks. Can you imagine they like go through his luggage and they pull out a butt plug?
That's my mouth plug.
Yeah. What? It's his throat plug.
Yeah.
He needs it to sleep.
So Dave and Chuck the squeak. Yeah, no, we don't want that.
No.
Yeah, no, man.
Yeah, you can't be tooling around in there, shaving things, ripping stuff out.
Oh, but like everyone... Even when we first brought it up on Friday, people were like, yeah, just go and get all the top of your mouth cut out. I'm like, or maybe I could just lose 30 pounds.
Right.
That might help,
too. Well, see, that's the key. When I was like 315 pounds, like, that was the worst sleep of my life, dude.
Of course.
And then it was like I lost a little weight. And, I mean, very like, it wasn't even that much weight before I noticed, like, an immediate difference.
Yeah.
Usually the answers to things in life are the simplest.
They can guess. But we just ignore that.
They generally can
shave
tell.
Our tongues.
You know. Yeah.
Shave my mouth! I don't want to do a sit-up. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Just rip my jaw out.
Rip my jaw before I do a sit-up.
Just put me under and cut everything out of me.
Yeah. Just cut a hole. Give me a tracheotomy.
Just poke a hole right in there. Darth Vader me up.
No, no, no.
How you doing?
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, we'll keep in.
Yeah, my plan so far is nothing.
I know, but dude, you have to.
Mm.
Speaking of sleeping, do you sleep in a normal position? And is there even such a thing as a normal position? There's a big debate on Twitter right now after a writer tweeted a picture that shows 18 different sleeping positions and asked people which one they use. But people aren't just sharing their sleeping position. They're also judging other positions. One that's getting the most heat shows a person basically scrunched up in a ball, face down, hugging their pillow.
Some people do that.
My kid used to sleep like
that. I took
like
a picture of Stella one time where she was like, it's like you kneeled down.
Yeah, and then your face
and then
down.
You just bent over and put your head on a pillow. Mm. So, like, butt in the air.
That would be so.
Yes, that's how Zane used to sleep. Like, in a ball with his butt in the air, face in the pillow. These are the.
Yeah, like 13 is almost the way Stella would sleep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
13.
I guess that's normal somewhat for kids, but when you become an adult, it's.
Yeah, you're too big. Know.
I'm trying to see if anyone does.
Like,
mine.
If I ever ended up in that position, it means that a bus has driven through my bedroom and hit me in the ass.
Yeah, I guess I'm number 9, which it can't be good for you.
No,
I do
think
number
I'm
9.
Number 3.
Actually, I'm 17 sometimes.
Any kind of stomach sleeping is so bad for your back, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I'm 17 and a side sleeper. So
see, I can't put my arm. I have to have my. I don't know where my arms are. I think I'm 9.
I guess I'd be like 5 or something like that. 4 or 5.
Look at number 7. I wish I could sleep like number 7.
You look like you fell
that's
from
amazing.
A building
that's
and hit the ground.
The free falling, you're sleeping like.
It's like, they call it the Tom Petty.
Arms are up.
What's this one? Like his arms like wrapped behind his head. How could you even do that?
You know what's weird about how I have to fall asleep is I actually don't put my face on a pillow. I actually put my hand. I'll put my hand there.
I sleep on my hand sometimes.
I sleep on my hand.
I
can't.
Put it under my pillow sometimes too.
I don't like my face right on the pillow.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like one of my hands will be under and then my other hand will block the pillow in a weird way.
Yeah, I'll wake up like that sometimes with my hand under my head.
I've woken up with a full hand on my look in the mirror and I'm like I look like an orc.
Yeah.
Battle ready orc. I put a big hand mark on my face. Like a moron. Like I hope that goes away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a grandma getting something in her mailbox, and she could be related to Chuck because she's in Scotland, and her name is Dorothy Urquhart.
Well, Urquhart in Scotland's like Smith.
Is it? Everyone has that name.
It's so popular.
It sounds so Scottish.
Urquhart.
It's Urquhart. Urquhart. Urquhart.
A grandmother said she had to call her son to come and identify a dirty vibrator.
Oh, I am related to her.
Into her letterbox.
I am related to her.
73-year-old Dorothy Urquhart found the purple dildo dangling from her door's mail slot. She said it was dirty and had stuff on it.
Okay, I have to send this to my mom and find out if I'm related.
Her neighbor, 33-year-old Jennifer Rayside, was actually taken to court, but the case was dropped when prosecutors realized the vibrator hadn't been brought to court. The court heard that this old broad, Dorothy's relationship with her neighbor started to deteriorate when she complained about the noise her younger neighbor was making.
Sexual.
And it all came to an end when someone shoved a dildo through her mailbox slot in her front door.
Yes.
I hope that's not what I think it is.
The old broad said she didn't know what it was.
I don't know what it is.
She had to call her son to come round and identify it.
For God's sakes, Mom.
Identify this.
What is that?
You know what it is.
What is that?
It's a fake willy.
Oh, it's a willy. I had no idea. It's a dildo.
Willy.
There's a dildo.
Burn it.
Burn it
to the ground.
Better burn it to the ground.
She said, when he told me what it was, it did upset me.
I was quite upset when he told me that. Because you don't expect a donger to be hanging from your door. You don't.
Little sweet little
a dirty
old
donger.
Lady.
Yeah.
Probably real
real angry woman.
Yeah. You think so? Angry,
most of the ear carts. Most of the ear carts get angry.
Oh, that's too bad.
How did I feel? I was pissed.
Yeah.
Is it my son the killer?
So they called the cops. Her son helped her call the police and then set up some cameras.
Yes.
Around the house. They filmed this neighbor going downstairs on that day in question, but her defense team said she was putting something in the trash. The police officer who interviewed the old lady, Dorothy, was called to give evidence, but because the sex toy wasn't produced as evidence, he couldn't answer direct questions. Prosecutor said, well, they have no further proceedings because we don't have the evidence in question. The neighbor was found not guilty. Police in Scotland still have the vibrator, apparently.
We still got it.
Well, then shouldn't it be their responsibility to get
it? Well, I just wonder if it was like, so the court date happened and then the lawyer, they were like, well, it's here. We have it. We just didn't give it to you guys, or I don't know.
No one asked for it. Or
Scottish law. It's,
I don't know what Scottish law is like.
What is Scottish dildo law?
It's really hazy.
There's several statutes requiring
what's the color?
The handling of dildo
things. Size. It depends on the size.
You're pissed at your old neighbor if you take your dirty vibrator and shove it through her mailbox, right?
Oh, man.
You are pissed at her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because they're not cheap, number one, right, James?
No.
Like, I mean, you don't just willy-nilly.
No, you treasure those things.
Yeah, exactly.
They're quite pricey.
Yeah.
Now, Brad's mom had something similar happen to her, right, Brad?
Yeah, so, I came to visit my mom one time. Used to take out her garbage and stuff, like a good son. And she gets this package in the mail. It's not delivered to her, but she accidentally opened it. And she's like, I don't know what this is. And I take a look, and immediately my mind is just racing because I'm like, I think these are butt plugs. But I can't tell my mom they're butt plugs, right?
Yeah, so that's tough.
She's looking at my face. she's looking at my face, and she's like, what? And I go, Mom, they're butt plugs.
Oh, you told her?
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. They are. What is wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm serious. I don't know what the hell. What else am I going to tell you? They're butt plugs. So she's not believing me. I pull out my phone. I Googled the image. It is the same image of the same green jewel.
Oh, it's got the green jewel.
It's got the jewel on the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
You know the one there, the plain silver or whatever with the jewel. Okay.
We've all seen it.
All three sizes are in this bag. She's now freaking out. And I'm laughing because I'm like, you know, of course it's you getting this, right?
Yeah.
So then she's like, well, I can't, what are we supposed to do? And I go, well, we got to give them back to the right person. So, of course, she takes them back up and she makes me go, and thankfully it was nighttime, and I'm searching in the dark for the actual, like, address to where these were. They were our next door neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that sucks.
Your mom got your neighbor's butt plugs?
Oh, man.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. Like, even she's like, where? Because even, you know, she's curious. Who did they belong to? And I'm like, you don't want to know.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I got to know. And I was like, oh, it was, you know, your next door neighbor. She's like, no,
wait, is the next door neighbor a man or a woman?
Then that was the other thing. We couldn't tell because both people that lived next door could have possibly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously, like, these ones, I would say, are more designed for a girl.
Yeah, because I think
they are
girl,
very pretty.
Yeah.
The woman was, like, very churchy, so she grew up old school Catholic, so I'm like, so she could have been a closet freak.
That's totally.
And then
her man
was submissive.
Oh, then you never know.
So she could have been dominating him, right?
Like,
so,
like,
she could be like, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna wear this all day for me and think of me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Wow.
But they didn't end up living there very long after that.
Well, sure, you gotta move. Once your neighbors find your butt plugs, you gotta move.
Once you have a bad butt plug delivery.
Like, because I'm suing somebody for putting my, you know, anal stuff.
Can you sue?
I don't know.
When your anal stuff gets shipped to your neighbor, Chuck, can you sue?
I'm suing you for opening my package.
Well, this is the thing. You're not supposed to open a package with someone else's name on it. So
she, like, didn't notice, though.
That's like my dad's thing. Like, my whatever's in my dad's mailbox, he can't wait to cut it open with his keys.
He doesn't check the label.
He used to, like, get stuff for me.
And I'd be like, he'd be like, a letter came for you, boy. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'd show up and it's all torn open. He's like, ah, yeah, I read it all. I'm like, what?
I read it all.
I didn't even know it was yours, boy.
I've done that before with a neighbor's package. And again, I didn't even look. It was on our front doorstep. Yeah. And I just, like, the address was face down. I ripped the bottom open. I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't order this.
Yeah.
And then I flipped it over and realized,
yeah, somebody else's.
But I check it next door and was like, hey, sorry.
Because it wasn't butt plugs.
It wasn't butt plugs.
But if it was butt plugs, what I would do, I'd throw it away.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I know they ran out some butt plugs, but it saved your relationship with your neighbor.
Yes. Yeah. James, when the weird package was opened at work,
yes.
That one day, that very odd package was opened at work. Did you guys? Yeah, the sexual aid pills.
Yes. Let's just recap the story quickly here. So our someone in charge of stuff had stuff delivered to a different office.
Female libido enhancer.
That was apparently for his wife.
Yeah.
To increase her sex drive. Someone accidentally opened the package at the office.
Well, everything had to be opened, right? To like send it across.
Because we operated in two different countries. So the stuff that was coming was supposed to go to a person who operated in the Canadian side of things.
Yeah.
So everything has to be opened and inspected because it's going to go through customs. Well, sometimes some stuff gets held behind and those people will come pick it up and take it across separately. This is one of those situations, but nobody gave us a heads up like, hey, there's going to be some awkward stuff coming in the mail.
Yeah.
So the girl in charge of opening up the mail opens it up, sees what it is, and then tries to get me involved. And she's like, what do you think we should do with this? I'm like, I don't know, but I don't want to be involved.
Right.
You better go call the assistant over there.
Yeah.
And find out how to handle this. I don't drag my name in the mud with all these libido enhancers.
But so what awkward. What a crazy thing to put someone in the position
to find.
Yeah.
So you guys think he knew the packages had to... I don't think he knew the packages had to be open. He
come on, that guy didn't know a lot.
He's so stupid. Sorry. Yeah. Well, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, no, whatever. I know.
So dumb. If you, like, who does that?
What I mean. They just didn't realize, because they don't know anything about reality... that the mail, if you send it to...
Because we all knew that.
Yeah. Everyone else on Earth knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I get how that employee who's, you know, low on the rungs of the ladder is like, oh my God, I can't tell him that I opened his lady sex pills.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, you should have destroyed the box.
You know what I would have done? You know what I would have done? I would have been like, let's go. We're going to get a new box. I would have sealed that thing right back up, right at the... And when they were like, oh, you want us to mail it? I'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
I agree with Lisa, though. If I ever got my neighbor's butt plugs by mistake, I mean, I would do the
just
same
throw
thing.
Them
just
away.
Just
throw them away.
You just can't discard them, because then you don't deal. You know they're into butt plugs now, but there's no awkwardness and craziness.
They can call customer service. I never got my butt plugs.
Right. Right. You guys realize how much of an inconvenience that's going to be to your neighbor?
Oh, it's terrible.
They're probably expecting the butt plugs. They probably got weekend plans for these butt plugs.
And I guess
they ruin your weekend.
Like, throw them away? Going to ruin my weekend?
Like, if I was James...
I'm playing with butt plugs?
If I was James' neighbor, I would just be like, ding dong. Dude, I got your butt plug.
I can't find my house anyway, so
drop
it off at your porch. Oh, Rob.
This has happened to people. Someone said, opened a package my mom got from Amazon. My girlfriend actually made a joke saying it might be a vibrator. Sure enough, it was a vibrator.
Jeez.
Another one said, had this problem with my dad. We share a first name, much like I do with my dad.
Yep.
So they forwarded my Fleshlight to his house.
Oh, my God.
I found the package box, but he never said anything about getting my mail.
Oh, no, because he's like, bonus.
What's this, a Fleshlight that you have sex with? What the? Jackpot.
Opened it up, and it looks like a vagina.
It's so scary, though, to think of, like, if you order something sexual, and it went to your neighbor's house.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. What's the recourse? And especially if you're... tracking it, because if I ordered something sexual like that,
you'd
I'd
be
like
tracking.
I'd be like, okay, it's on the street. It's on the street. And then I'd look over here.
I'd look out, and then I see my neighbors.
No,
like,
no! It goes, no.
Yeah.
You have to.
Then I find a box with my name on it, like just opened.
That's why sex stores are still open, because people don't want to take those risks.
That's what it is.
Go get it themselves.
And honestly, I guess I never really even thought about it. I just assume when you order stuff, it
you know, and it's true, probably like 99.9% of the time it gets to your place. But
like, I've had stuff delivered to me that wasn't mine, but I'd never open it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be too worried about opening it.
Right.
Someone said, my last job had a package get delivered to my boss. Turns out someone got his credit card and wanted to give him a little FU. The package was a realistic vagina-ass combo delivered to him in the professional workplace. My boss initially thought it was his friend messing with him. It was just someone getting revenge.
Those are those high-quality half-butt ones.
Yeah, the
the jiggly butt.
Mm, the jiggle-ass.
Here's the reverse of that. Someone said, I ordered a fairly large dildo, and it was delivered to the wrong address. It was never returned to me, so I'll never know which neighbor knows I'm a freak.
You have to move.
Because it has your name on it. It has your name on it.
Absolutely.
Hey there, Cindy. Got your gigantic dildo, Cindy. Delivered.
Hey, you're one of them.
You like them big,
you're
huh?
You're one of them size queens, huh? Yeah, we took that thing out. It took two guys to carry it up to the door.
So heavy.
That thing's got some weight to it.
I tell you, it was like a roll of carpet.
I never seen anything like it. It came and I was like, who the hell ordered? What the hell is this? Some kind of construction equipment? What is that there? Open it up, bada boom, bada bang. That thing is a penis. Do you want it back or? I never look at you the same. I
got it in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. That thing is crazy. Sitting in the guest room of my house, just taking up most of the space in there.
Someone said, as progressive as you all are, why would you care if you got your neighbor's toys? It's not. I wouldn't care if I got my neighbor's toys. I'm trying to save them from embarrassment.
Right.
They may not be as progressive.
I don't want to know. You know
exactly. It's secrets.
Secrets. That's your neighbor and what they're into.
Like, I don't care how innocent it is. I don't want like my neighbor's nipple clamps. I don't want my neighbor's lube. Right. I don't want anything from the neighbor, and I don't want them to get anything of mine.
Mm-hmm. No. My neighbor once got a pair of shoes, which isn't a stretch because how many times I have shoes delivered?
But
thankfully, it was just shoes.
Yeah. It is weird to get. Hey, Cindy, another package came for you by mistake over here. Some kind of vagina electrocution kit. And that thing is wild. I didn't know what it was at first. I plugged it in. I was like, is this a video game? What is this? Some kind of new operation game?
Almost lit your cat on fire.
Yeah, well, things got wild. Just for a minute, just trying to figure out what the hell it was. I didn't even know what it was. But if you want it back, you come right over. We'll get it to you. So you can electrocute your vagina.
and what's nuts, people are doing it.
I know. Yeah.
There's just hundreds of vaginal electrodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, on Amazon right
now. In the mail.
Yeah. Right now.
Oh, willy-nilly.
Yeah, one of your dragon dildos showed up too.
Yep, that's mine.
Dragon.
Someone said, I ordered a GIMP mask and it was sent to my old address.
Oh, no.
The new owner claims to have never received the package, but the post office says the GPS doesn't lie.
No,
no.
She kept that package.
Don't open it. Don't open the box.
Can you imagine getting a GIMP mask and you're like, all right, let's put this on.
Let's give it a whirl. Something falls in your lap.
But you know what happened there? That was just someone who, like, saw it and just threw it away, and they're like, I don't care what anyone says, it never came here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I never ever got it.
Mm. Oh man, but I don't care what anyone says.
You know, you signed for it or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think any of us would return a GIMP mask or butt plugs to one of our neighbors, right?
No.
If you guys are progressive as we are, I'm more concerned about their embarrassment. I'm not concerned about me
and our relationship.
Yeah. Right. Making things awkward between us.
Right. That's what it's about.
Just
it's not
about trees and things, not, you know, dildos.
Well, if somebody at the front desk actually gives you guys my butt plugs and my GIMP masks and
you're the one person I would be like, James, I got your butt plugs by mistake.
Just please give it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't be embarrassed.
Yeah, no, we know.
I'd rather not be inconvenienced that weekend, you know, and have all my plans ruined.
You're the one person.
If you were my neighbor, I would totally give it back to you.
Always got big plans.
He's a different kind of neighbor.
Yeah.
It's going to be a contest. How big can we fit it in?
And one more text. This actually did happen. The neighbors used the wrong apartment number, so he was delivered their GIMP mask, strap-on, and lube, and a personal note from the company that packaged it saying, enjoy all 8 inches.
Jeez.
So he got their sex package.
Mm-mm. I'd be so excited that I got all that, especially if it was like screwed it, didn't really have a name on it, wasn't really my neighbor's, because I'd give it all to James. I'd be like, James, here you go. Like, I got all stuff. I mean, I can't believe it.
Does anyone offer, like, a sex box of a month?
They have
yes. Let's look it up.
I feel like there is.
If there is, I'm ordering it.
If there's not, we need to start it.
Yes. No, you guys, it's done.
No, it is, because one of my buddies does
sex box. There you go. Right,
one of my buddies does it for fish.
Spicy subscriptions.
Well, you could do it for anything, right?
Yeah.
What are you getting there? Like, how could they change?
There's
it up?
The 10 best sex toy subscription boxes.
So give
there's
10 best.
10 best. So there's already like
different lubes. Different.
So here's what you can get. You can get Heart and Honey box, the Fantasy box, Unbound, the Slut box.
Ooh,
get me that.
Workbench. Sydney, your slut box came to the wrong house again. I hate to keep doing this to you. You gotta watch yourself with those fingers when you're typing in that address, because that's making me and a UPS guy having some weird moments.
I get it. 34 or 43,
but I tell you what, they're not discreet. It said sex box right on that side of the goddamn thing.
Slut box.
I mean, that's right. Thank you.
Is this what's in the slut box?
That's in one. So that's an example of like one of them. So that's you get one of those crazy dildos. You get the cat and nine tails. You get cuffs, chocolate fantasy lotion, and then sparkle mist.
It's crazy.
What's the slut box. Slut box of the month keeps coming.
There's an elite level slut box.
Oh. Mm. Apparently you're some kind of high ranking slut, because...
MySlutBox.com. It does say slut box right across
it.
It
can't be shipped that way. They have to have like a brown box over
the
top.
Yes, of course they do have that brown box.
But does it say like shipped by slut box?
Oh, yeah. not again. God damn it. There's slut box came here to...
slut box?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Every one of these that I've been a part of, nothing is discreet. Because I used to do one for smoking weed. They sent me a bunch of different paraphernalia for that. And I've also like a nerd one. And both boxes come right shipped to you.
It says?
It's like a shoe box that'll say whatever kind of box it is.
No.
And then on the other side, there's a label with your name and address.
That's crazy. Whoa. Like, so it's just slut box with a sticker?
That's what I would assume is going to happen.
I would assume, though, like if people are ordering like drugs through the mail, like legitimate drugs, that they can't put anything on there, right?
You got a sign for drugs, probably, right?
I don't know. I've never ordered drugs.
I never ordered drugs
either.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, I think they wouldn't be allowed to put that on a box, would they? Like for HIPAA laws and stuff?
You'd think.
Oh,
maybe you're right.
Yeah, they can't do that. You're right. Yeah, because they're not going to put like, it's not going to come in like a giant Viagra.
Right.
Yeah, that might be a little bit different.
Bag.
But they probably just throw in a plain old brown box and, you know, be kind of discreet with the return label. But
well, if Slutbox gets a bunch of subscriptions, you owe us a cut.
They won't ever pay us.
Yeah, like, you're surprised none of these people advertise.
I'm going to be honest with the slut.
We should be the place to advertise.
Yeah, we are the place, but, no one's doing our job. The thing about Slutbox is that it seemed like it was like a 6 month or a 1 year thing.
Oh.
Like, that doesn't seem like enough.
There's usually like a monthly, a 6 month, or a year.
Oh, okay.
So you can either sign up and do it every month, or you can pay for 6 months in advance,
monthly,
or pay for the entire year.
You get so much stuff.
Yeah, you get so much.
You get storage space for that.
Open the slut locker.
Chest.
Yeah, like you keep having to fill it up.
My slut chest.
Garage door opens up. It's like, I was a member of Slut Box for 2 years.
Yeah, that was 2 years just worth of slut box
stuff.
Yeah,
there's kink crates. There's all sorts of different.
We're
way behind the.
It's funny you guys joke about this, but I had that issue when I had like the box that sent you paraphernalia. I was like, I have too much paraphernalia in here. I will never smoke through all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to cancel.
Someone said we got our neighbor's Alcoholics Anonymous book and starter kit. Opened it accidentally.
Oh,
we just kept it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
It's funny, but things that you have mailed to you, it gives away big chunks of your life and what you're all about.
No, yeah.
You know? Like, you if you got my mail, you'd be like, wow. This guy is a super huge nerd.
Ant
right.
Food.
Someone
ant
said that. Your ants would be delivered to the wrong address.
Tumbling rock parts.
You know, oh, my gosh. Tumbling rock tumbler.
What? Yep.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Chuck tumbles rocks.
Yeah, he's...
For what reason, Chuck?
Smooth them up. Shine them
rocks.
Up.
They bought a rock tumbler?
Yeah,
I got it. Stella bought it for me, and for Christmas.
Oh, she did?
She knows exactly what her dad loves.
That is an incredible gift.
She was so excited to give me this rock tumbler. And yeah, we tumble rocks. Tumble, bitch, tumble.
One more call here. Lisa, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You get sex toy delivery.
Lisa.
Well, we've gotten some.
Yeah. Okay. Are they discreetly packaged or does it say like whore box right on it?
No, it was a very discreet, like white vanilla envelope.
Oh, okay.
Bubble wrap inside of it. And then my husband also gets VA medication through the mail, and they're always in just a gray baggie.
Mm. Oh, so they don't identify themselves. No one would know.
No. I mean, if you shake the pill bottle inside, you know exactly what it is, but...
Right. All right, Lisa. Good to know. Your whore box is discreet.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a whore box service, you got to double check, make sure it's discreet.
Oh, yeah. Big time. That
honestly,
box
if
is
I
hot
was
pink.
Ordering something like that, I'd want it. I'd have to look into that and say, okay, you're not going to identify my whip and chains.
Yeah,
right?
You'd have to know.
I think most of those
label?
Most companies that sell like if it's Fleshlight or if it's whatever, it's always in the ad. It's like it'll be shipped to you so discreetly.
But that means that it's in a discreet box. But then if you do any sort of investigation, you're like, yeah, this thing. A slut box.
But
yeah.
I think a lot of times, like, it'll show up on your bill because they know people are married and buying stuff.
Right,
so
it'll
just be like, you know, like, Flashlights are us
PCS
or whatever.
Industries.
Yeah, like, that's it, you know?
Right. And someone said, once got my elderly neighbor's Naked Women Motorcycle Riders magazine.
Amazing.
So for years, we nicknamed him Easy Rider. Easy Rider!
Yeah.
How are you?
A subscription to that magazine.
Yeah. Is there, can we see it? Naked Women Motorcycle? It's just naked rods. That's kind of sounds
so
like something from the
80s. School.
That's like
it's so old school to have a naked motorcycle chick magazine. Like who's still doing that?
No one.
And any packages come for you guys? I've been waiting on a
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I've been waiting on a delivery.
Yeah, we got something.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it like a magazine?
It's a magazine. Yeah.
Did you open it?
Sure did, Mr. Johnson.
You know about
hey, bud.
You know about my secrets.
There you go.
I love naked ladies.
Yeah, I know you do.
I pop a couple of blues and then I look at this for a couple of hours at a time.
Two blues.
I pop two blues. Get hard as a rock and then just
rip my own motorcycle engine.
Yeah.
Yikes. You don't want to get that either. All right, there is other news this morning. This is why we tell kids that fruits and vegetables can make them live a long, healthy life. There's an old broad, 76 years old, Barbara Heller. She lives in New York City. Well, Friday, oh, God, you really can't do anything when you get to a certain age.
No.
Friday, what did she do? She just opened her window in her apartment on the seventh floor to get some fresh air. And down she fell. Just getting some fresh air.
Barbara, get you! I swear to God, I just saw you.
Air's real fresh out here.
Well, there goes Barbara. They're out on their porch.
Oh, Barbara.
Barbara fell seven stories over 60 feet, but survived because she landed on a bunch of boxes of fruits and vegetables.
Oh, that's not bad.
She had one of those little places underneath her apartment building, and that's where she landed. There's a supermarket down there. They were actually loading in cases from a food delivery when she fell, so just amazing timing.
You can't even open your window to get some fresh air.
No video of this, huh?
No video. There is a picture of her. There she is.
I'm doing great. She's doing great.
Well,
did
not
she break
too
any
great.
Bones?
Yes. She ended up with a broken pelvis, a broken rib, a pierced lung.
Ooh.
Please, she fell 60 feet.
But she's alive. But she's alive.
She's alive.
She should have no legs, no arms. Her back should be backwards.
Oh, and it on lettuce.
Yeah, it's real soft. Bunch of raspberries.
Well, I think it broke my ribs with those goddamn avocados. Everybody likes those goddamn things. They're hard as a rock.
I can tell everybody's spirit.
That's where she landed, there.
Look
at
that.
Yeah.
The lettuce was like a bed. It was nice.
Okay, we put a link to this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Can we zoom in and see what saved her?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, let's zoom in here.
Zoom in.
Because if you land on the rock, you know, what would you want to fall on? Watermelons?
I like lettuce, I think.
I think lettuce would be the
lettuce
best.
Lettuce would be, that looks like apples.
Apples are real.
Pineapples would be a bitch.
Yeah.
Pineapples would be a bitch.
It is. It's like apples.
I'd want to like plums.
Or grapes.
Ripe plums.
Ooh, grapes. Got those
grapes.
Pits.
Plums are.
Yeah.
Grapes are great.
Grapes are great. Grapes it's basically like styrofoam things.
It's like bubble wrap,
Yeah, it's hard to tell exactly what it is, but it looks like there's some apples.
What's the worst thing to land on?
Pineapples. I think pineapple would be the worst.
Potatoes.
Or watermelons.
Potatoes. You're dead. You're dead if you land on potatoes. You're dead. I mean, that's like landing on bricks.
Yes. Carrots, onions, pears, like any hard.
Yeah. Onions, bricks.
Those potatoes snapped my leg.
My leg hit the old potato box and shattered it.
She came flying.
Down. Oh, my God.
That's crazy,
one,
you guys.
Two,
one of those
three,
windows
four,
right
five,
there.
Six.
Oh,
right
there. Look, there it is.
There it
How
is.
She fell out of there? I have no
How
idea. Just getting some fresh air. She must have stuck her body out.
Yeah, she was sticking her head out.
Oh, fresh air.
I just want to get a little fresh air. Big so.
She looked like she has a balcony. She could have just went on the balcony to get fresh air.
Absolutely.
Oh. I didn't think of that, ladies.
That's nuts.
She hit a plastic storage container.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Oh.
On the first floor.
Again, if you want to see this broad and the stuff she landed on, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It is posted up there.
I'm going to say this, though. That's the universe is on your side. When someone has piled two giant boxes of fruit underneath your window and you fall out of it and land in that.
Yeah, that's one of those weird glitches.
Oh, for sure it is. Not your time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A nice outcome to a story we talked about a little while ago. Remember the banker at the call center who took a guy's call and
then went and gave him money?
There was some issue with cashing his check. He had to wait a couple of days. He wasn't going to have any money for Christmas. He called back.
He was at a gas station.
He was at a gas station. He didn't even have any money because his card wouldn't work. He didn't have money to pay for the gas. She left because she just happened to be calling from the same area that the call center is in.
Yeah.
She left the call center and went to the gas station to give him $20. Well, since that made international headlines, a ton of companies are now trying to hire her.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because she got canned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They fired her for doing that, for leaving her position to go help a customer. She was fired for that.
Yeah.
So she's had several job interviews in the past few weeks, including with other local banks, but she hasn't yet started another job because so many companies are reaching out to her.
She doesn't want to make the wrong choice.
Right. Make the best choice, probably, and get paid the most money.
Yeah.
And so she should.
Get to that Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to wait on that Google call.
Yeah.
I wait on my Google call every day.
I know, we
Google.
All do.
Please call Google.
That's not Google.
Hey, Google.
Mark Eugenio, the man she helped, said he's gratified by the support, but he's still waiting for an apology from the bank or even a call. He's had nothing.
Mm.
He said it was just nice, though, to have someone who actually worked for a company and wanted to help you. U.S. Bank, which initially declined to comment, say our policies and procedures for call center workers are in place to help protect our employees and our customers and our business. She placed our bank and herself at risk.
Yeah, you can't ask a guy, hey, stranger, where are you at?
I'll be right there. She just wanted to leave a call center.
Yeah.
Call center must suck.
On the I'm sure it does. It's a bank call center. People are always like, get in my money! Like every other call. Get in my money! Where's my money?
Hi, thank you for calling U.S. Bank. Sir, what's the problem?
F you! Where are you? Son of a bitch! Tell me where my money is!
How can we help you today, then?
Well, you can first find my goddamn money is what you can do! Where's my money? Unlock my money!
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kill you.
Oh, goodness, sir. That's a bit of a threat. I'm just, you just hold on just for one second.
God damn it. I want my money. I'm going to sit here and stew for a bit. This is a good one, though. I'm just a check. 2 days ago.
Got to get the cash money back, please.
Sorry about that, sir. What's he doing?
You son of a bitch! You dirty rotten scoundrel! You gone done did it this time, call center fella. Come meet me at pump 12. Give me some cash. These sons of bitches. They don't. I just want a bank that cares about me.
I'm going to wait here all night.
I have all day. I'm unemployed.
That's how I overdrafted so much money.
That's why I didn't get the numbers right.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.